October 6, 1911. Jesus hides himself to be able to chastise. With Jesus, the soul can do everything, without him, she can do nothing. I was thinking to myself, how is it possible that blessed Jesus, in order to chastise the people, has to deprive me of his lovable presence? I would like to see whether he does not go to other souls to make himself seen. I believe that these are excuses, or that there is something in me which prevents him from coming. And Jesus, just barely making himself seen, told me, "My daughter, it is really true that I do not come often because of the chastisements. And suppose, if you'd like, that I go to someone else, this says nothing. Everything is in the state that the souls have reached through my grace. For example, if I went to a soul who is a beginner, or has not reached the possession of me as if I were all her own, she would do little or nothing to me. She would not have the daring, that confidence to disarm me, and to bind me as she pleases. These are all timid before me, and with reason, because they have not entered into me as the honors, so as to be able to dispose as they wish. On the other hand, when the soul has reached the point of possessing me, she is daring, confident. She knows all the divine secrets, and with reason she can say to me, 'If you are mine, I want to do what I want.' And this is why I hide to be able to act, because they would suffer greatly in uniting with me to chastise, or they would prevent me from doing it. Here, my daughter, is the necessity that I do not manifest myself to you. Otherwise, I want to hear it from you yourself. What would you do to me? How much would you not be opposed? And I, certainly, Lord, I would have to stick to all that you yourself have taught me, to love the creatures as your images and as yourself. If I could see you as before, you would never be able to permit the war in Italy. But you hide, and I remain as nothing, and pure nothing. With you I can do everything. Without you I can do nothing. And Jesus, you see? You yourself say it. So, if I came to you, the war would be reduced to a game, while my will is for it to bring sad and grave consequences. Therefore I repeat to you my refrain: courage, be at peace, be faithful to me. Don't act like a child who makes fusses for everything, but like a heroine. I do not really leave you, but I will remain hidden in your heart, and you will continue to live of my will. And if we don't do it so, the peoples will reach such excesses as to strike terror and fright.